And I don't know if we have the clip from the show or not, but this is scary for obvious reasons. And some follow-up is going to be needed, obviously. I think that the Republicans felt that they had Georgia in the bag because they did have some victories at the legal level. They caught some of the voter fraud. They ID'd some of the voter fraud. They found them triple counting ballots in Atlanta. So they were like, okay, we can check this off the list. Looks like we can have a victory here. Well, then you had the judge yesterday with the new ruling, and you've got early voting going on right now, the most early votes of all time, by 100,000, actually by more than 100,000. On day one, more early votes in Georgia by 100,000, the previous number, on day one of early voting. Now, Republicans are saying this is good news for them. I don't know why they would. The last time they set the record for early voting in Georgia was 2020. So what are we going to see now? Donald Trump gets 80 million votes. Kamala Harris gets 90 million votes. I mean, these numbers are getting ridiculous. This is like Barry Bonds hitting 75 home runs with a size 13 head. We know what's going on here. He's using steroids. We know what's going on here. This is not a legitimate result. This is not a legitimate number. So here's Marjorie Taylor Greene with, to me, this is devastating news. And if they follow this up and find out it's true and find out it's happening statewide, and there were already some follow-ups today just via X when Marjorie Taylor Greene was on the show, people on X saying, I voted in Georgia, I had this issue and they fixed it, or I voted in Georgia, didn't have this issue, I voted in Georgia and I heard the same thing, but I didn't have this issue. So there's already some commentary going around after she broke this news. This is devastating. The Trump campaign needs to be on the ground in Georgia. They need to be getting action at the state level, at the local level. This is going to change. This could change the result of the entire election. Here's Marjorie Taylor Greene earlier today on the Alex Jones Show.
So just earlier this morning, I received from a very good friend of mine that lives here in my district. And so Whitfield County, someone posted up that when they went to vote in Whitfield County here in Georgia's 14th district. Now, remember, we're a swing state and we need everyone to vote in my district. And so they went to vote and we have the Dominion machines. And you mark, you go through and you mark president, you mark, you know, for Congress, that would be me. They marked Donald Trump and they marked who they were voting for the rest of the way down their ballot on the machine. Then when they're finished, the machine prints their ballot, a paper copy, a printed copy, and each voter has to review that printed copy to make sure that it has selected the candidates that they want to vote for. And so when this voter printed their ballot and they looked, it had changed. It was not Donald Trump. It was not me. And it was not the other ones they had voted for. It had switched. And so they went up to one of the election workers and they said, here's the problem. The machine switched it and my printed ballot, I did not vote for these people. So they had to start over and they went through it several times and it kept on making the same error, kept on switching the votes. And so this is something we're just starting to look into today because I just found out about it this morning before I came on your show today. But we will be following up and I'll be talking to election workers and officials here in the district and making sure that this happens, that these ballots are correct, because that's extremely concerning. It sounds similar to what we heard in 2020, but there's other things that I'm concerned about, Alex. Here in Georgia, we fixed our voting laws, but states that did not fix their voting laws is Pennsylvania, Arizona, Wisconsin, Michigan, extremely important swing states. They never fixed their election laws after 2020. And then you add on to that the amount of concerns that we have about people being sent emails overseas, telling them how to obtain an absentee ballot and telling them how to mail to send it in by email, literally sending it in electronically, how to vote in our elections from overseas. There, the list goes on and on and on. And then you add on the number of illegal aliens that we are concerned voting in our elections. There's a good reason why people are skeptical. There's a good reason why people don't trust our elections, rightfully so.
So more follow-up from Marjorie Taylor Greene, it looks like, there on her Instagram account. You got to make sure you double-check that receipt that they give you after you vote and make sure that they got the right answers there. Make sure you're getting the right results before you turn that thing in. Now, Georgia is a red state. I'd say 60-65% of Georgia is a red state. And they really talk and think like Marjorie Taylor Greene. I mean, it's not just red Republican, it's like red-blooded American. And so they have taken a lot of action, and they have done a lot of good things to ensure their vote. And now right here, as soon as early voting starts, you get this story, and then you get this judge the day before early voting starts. Or was it the day of? Basically, right at the buzzer, the judge comes in, Fulton County judge, strikes down 7 new election rules, including hand counting of ballots after polls close and mandatory video surveillance of drop boxes, claiming it is illegal, unconstitutional, and void. Oh, we don't want you watching the drop boxes. Okay. We don't want to hand count the ballots. We want to rely on the machine numbers. I don't know about you, but I'm not sure there was a math teacher that I ever had that didn't make you either show your work or double-check your work. But, oh, the voting in Georgia? Nah. All these mail-in ballot drop boxes. Nope, not going to surveil them. It's a free-for-all. Hand-counting ballots to make sure we got the right result? Nope, not interested. Not going to do that. I wonder if Kamala Harris will weigh in on this, because she had something to say about paper ballots and hand-counting them in 2019. She said this on The View in clip 9.
You've been saying that it's time for us to go back to paper ballots. Why?
Because Russia can't hack a piece of paper.
There you go.
There you go.
And they all agree. And then the Capitol. And I mean, again, I don't know what's so funny. But okay, I guess that's a joke. It's, you know. Will she comment on this? Does she have a problem now that Georgia doesn't want to hand count? Here she is again. In March of 2019, paper ballots are the smartest, safest way to ensure your vote is secure against attacks by foreign actors. So this is when they were selling you the Russian collusion lie. But now in Georgia, they won't hand count the paper ballots. They won't even surveil the mail-in drop boxes. And Kamala Harris, who's now the presidential candidate, is silent. The vice president and the Democrat nominee is silent on an issue that she was spearheading in 2019 and 2018 when she went to Congress as a senator with a voting machine and showed how they could be hacked. And now she's silent on the issue. Folks, I call it as I see it. That's my job. Georgia is now up for grabs. You heard it here first.
Most people that research supplements and that are into health know that Irish sea moss and its benefits are documented and incredible. Well, our sponsor, thealexjonesstore.com, happened to be able to get one of the top suppliers with the highest rated Irish sea moss to give them the authorization to private label it. So now it's Alex Jones Ultimate Sea Moss, exclusively available at thealexjonesstore.com. It is the ultimate superfood. The iodine, the trace minerals, the elements, the vitamins that are in this are incredible. They give you instant energy, instant focus. But as you take it for a few weeks, you feel the stamina, the libido, the mental clarity. It is a superfood. It is concentrated. So get Alex Jones Ultimate Sea Moss exclusively discounted at thealexjonesstore.com. And listen to this. One bottle is 40% off. Three bottles is 55% off. And again, one bottle is 40%. Get yours today at thealexjonesstore.com. And I thank you for keeping us on the air.